Excuse me.
Sorry. Next application is case number 11532, the application of Lauren Harding. Site is southeast of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, being southwest of White Pine Drive, approximately 750 feet southeast of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, and being lot 8 of the Pines at Long Neck Community, with a 911 address of 21 White Pine Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 23, parcel 717. Requesting a variance from the side yard, front yard setback requirement and separation requirements between units in a residential planned community. The requested variances are 5/10 of a foot variance from the 10-foot required side for a dwelling, a 1.9-foot variance from the 30-foot required front for the porch, a 2/10-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between units, which was a condition of the RPC approval, and 4/10-foot variance from the 10-foot side for dwelling. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail returns on this application. Gentlemen, on part, if you're looking at the tax map, parcel 717, same site at a variance on the side in 2004. On parcel 711 had a side and front variance in 2005, and parcel 731 had a variance on the front on in 2011. And that's all I have. Unless you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. All right.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lauren Harding, 21 White Pine Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. I bought this house last year, and the president of the homeowners, after I got these things from you guys, you know, this variance, they said there was some type of survey forgiveness 20 years ago when the development went in there, because whoever surveyed it, every property was supposed to be exactly the same, but, you know, they weren't. And then I moved in there. Its uniqueness, it's when Adams Kemp surveyed it for me, they told me that's when I found out I was too close to the two houses next door. I do want to add, if the homeowners association, if just one person doesn't like my porch, it has to come down. And there's 180 houses in there. The exceptional practical difficulty, if I was to remove the steps, I probably would need a variance to the metal survey stake, you know, because it's so close to the house. And can the property be developed in strict conformity? No. I don't think so. I mean, because of those, it's so close to that metal thing. Is a variance necessary? Yes, I need access to my house. The difficulty was created by me, but I obtained a building permit and assumed that's all I needed, which I shouldn't have. In Maryland, I only did it once, but they don't issue it till they look at it, you know, and say, yeah. So I should have known I'm in a different state, so that's no excuse. But will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it actually enhances the property value, and it's an approved structure. New porch. Will this variance substantially permanently impair the appropriate use for the adjacent property? No. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? I think I understand that, and I'd put yes. I wasn't sure what necessary to afford relief meant, and this last question, it said, will the variance represent the least modification possible regulations at issue? I said, C, question A. Well, see, I thought I had to turn this in, you know, so. And I have pictures of my neighbors, you know, like their porches and mine, if you wanted to see them.
Yeah, yeah, you could send them. Mr. Lang, if you would, please.
This is mine, and these are three doors down one way and four doors down another way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Personal tours, the other tour of the neighbors within a few lots.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, perhaps I could expedite this by going through this with the applicant. What you're asking for are four different variances, okay?
I didn't know that, okay.
Okay, well, that's what we have before us today. There's a 0.5-foot variance for the dwelling from the side yard setback. There's a 1.9-foot variance from the front yard setback, I believe from the porch. There's a 0.2-foot variance from the separation requirement from you and your neighbor's house. And that appears to be from the dwelling. And there's a 0.4-foot variance from the side yard variance for the dwelling. So those are the four that we're seeking today, or that you're seeking today. The dwelling. Now, you had mentioned that you had created, that you thought you had created the difficulty. Did you buy this property as a vacant lot, or were there?
Oh, no, the house was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you didn't place the house on the property?
Oh, no.
Okay. Did you place the deck on the property?
Yes.
Okay. When did you place the deck?
July of last year.
Okay.
Can I add to that? Was that the deck or the porch?
Well, like, the deck, and it's like a porch. It's
deck's on the rear, the porch is on the front.
Oh, the deck in the back, the sunroom?
Yeah.
It's a big sunroom. It was there when I bought the house.
Okay. But the porch in the front is what you're saying you've...
Brand new.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, that's okay. I'm just was trying to get clear here because
yeah.
we've got several here that we need to look at them all kind of independently.
Yeah. I gotcha.
So we want to make sure that we're all on the same wavelength, okay?
Sure.
So what I'm hearing is we have three that are related to the dwelling, and you're stating that the dwelling was there when you purchased the house.
Correct.
And there's one related to the porch in the front yard. And that was something that had been added since you bought the property?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Are there any questions from members of the board then now? Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Chair will call for a motion. Okay, not getting a motion. I'll put the back on the table and send it back to Mr. Lank. It'll be scheduled.
We've got to make a motion to put it back to defer action or table it to the next meeting.
Which we'd like to do.
How about if I'll make a motion that we take case number 11,532 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,532 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, and the motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, we'll go back